Pedestrian safety advocates hosted a wonky walking tour of downtown Nashville this morning. And as WPLN's Tony Gonzalez learned on the streets, some concrete policy changes might come of it.
Among the 40 people strolling through downtown early Friday was an ideal mix for spurring changes to city policy. Activists, city planners, and Metro Council members mingled while trying their luck as pedestrians. They tested several newfangled street amenities, like a crosswalk in the middle of a block and an intersection that allows people to cross diagonally. They also marveled at the wider sidewalks now required in front of new downtown developments. But several, like James Moore, a landscape architect, questioned why construction crews are still allowed to close sidewalks for just $11 per day. He's had problems while bicycling.
There was a woman trying to just walk in the bike lane that I couldn't get around, and we were trapped in traffic together, you know, so it's not only the shutting a sidewalk down makes it hard for pedestrians, but then it forces pedestrians into the street, which compounds the issue.
Moore suggested a higher fee for closures. Lucky for him, Councilwoman Berkeley Allen was listening and says she's considering a bill to change the cost.
The fee is nothing, so maybe to make that fee a little bit more commensurate with what it's going to cost to be a good citizen and open the sidewalk back up again.
Allen said she might also try to tweak the criteria for when and how long a sidewalk can be closed. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.